guys ready for a live taping podcast? Yeah. How's everybody's Comic-Con so far? Good? Awesome. This is an interactive program, so just be as interactive as possible. Cheer, make noise, whatever. We are recording this live, and we will release it through our Mesa County Libraries podcast, so it should be pretty fun. Bethany?
Yes. How many of you knew that we actually had a podcast? Okay, a couple people. So we just launched our podcast. It's called The Odyssey, A-U-D-I-S-S-E-Y. You can find it on Google, you can find it on Spotify and Apple, basically anywhere where you get your podcast. So this episode will be released. So if you happen to heckle somebody, one of our Team Awesome members, you might end up on our podcast. So keep that in mind.
You live on the internet forever.
Yes.
Okay. Are we ready to introduce our panelists? What do you guys think? All right, let's meet our first panelist. Star Trek, The Next Generation, Season 3 is the crucible in which greatness is forged. And the evidence comes before us now. He once picked up the French horn just to prove that it could be played in tune. He is the answer to every trivia question ever asked. The life of parties he's never even attended. When all the world's languages are poured into a bowl, the word recognizable to all will be Andy. What's up? Andy, make sure to talk to your mic.
Yes, please adjust your mic.
Thank you. That is all true.
Yeah.
All right. The next one.
All right. Our next presenter. All right. Born in the heart of a dying star and delivered to Earth as a beacon of hope and pure righteousness, this scholarly warrior and hero is the one that we were promised. His humility is humbly measured modestly, but make no mistake, he is a lumberjack breakfast. Two eggs, ham, bacon, and sausage. His tears cure cancer. Too bad he's never cried. Everybody, welcome James. James, how you doing?
Fantastic.
All right. All right, and then our final presenter. 1,000 years from now, when life has gone extinct from Earth, and nothing but barren hills and scorched sand exists, travelers from unimagined galaxies will still visit to take selfies in front of a monument built to her memory. When hope lay dead in an open casket mourned by the masses, she stood up to fight for humanity. The North Star fixed upon the horizon, guiding us through the dark. Welcome, Shauna. Woo! All right, podcast panel, what do you guys think?
That was amazing.
That was beautiful.
Thanks. That is true. It's on your Wikipedia page right now.
All of that is factual. And but if I lose, I may actually cry. So you might cure cancer today, people. Come on. I'm excited about that. Yeah.
You will lose.
Oh, well. Okay. Well, the trap's
all right, so panelists, do you guys all understand the rules of what we're doing today?
Please repeat them to me because I may have forgotten.
Yeah, vaguely at best.
Okay, we're going to read a scenario, and you're going to draft a team of superheroes to fight this scenario, okay? That's it. That's all you got
to
do.
Can I recruit the audience to help me at any point?
You can. It's encouraged to get audience participation, okay?
Okay. I also have some very important questions. So are we going with the Professor Hulk? Is it just going to be like regular, just Rage Hulk?
I mean... however you want to read this.
Hey, audience. Should it be Professor Hulk, like Smart Hulk, or like Dumb, Crazy, Mad Hulk?
Dumb, Crazy, Mad Hulk. All right, Dumb and Crazy Hulk.
The audience has spoken. Crazy Hulk.
Okay. Hulk smash.
Okay. All right, Bethany, what do you think? You got anything to add?
No, I think that's a good idea, except if someone else gets Hulk, then you're going to be in a lot of trouble.
No one else is going to pick Hulk. No, that's true.
You know. Second question, if I may ask. Drax. Are we going with MCU, like, comedian Drax? Or are we going with, like, the Drax who ripped out Thanos' heart in the comics?
Drax.
What do you think?
Drax who ripped out his heart. All right, he says Savage Drax.
Do we want comedian Drax or do you want, like, Savage Drax? I love this crowd. This is good.
All right, Savage Drax.
Lots of
all
right. This is good. They are thirsty for blood.
Yeah, they
all
are
right.
Bloodthirsty.
All right, any other questions before we get going?
There are all my questions. Anybody else?
So we wrote a really killer scenario. So listen closely because you'll have a couple challenges that you'll have to take on. All right, so this is called Worlds Collide, okay? The fallout from Kingpin's super collider experiment is far-reaching and much worse than initially imagined. A true multiverse has permanently opened and new threats infiltrate our world. Both the Joker and Poison Ivy have found their way to New York City and have teamed up with the evil genius sorcerer Victor Von Doom.
Oh, okay. Maybe write this down.
With heroes scattered across the multiverse and no one hero capable of challenging this new trio of terror, all hell has broken loose. After defeating the Ancient One and ransacking the Sanctum Sanctorum, Dr. Doom has discovered the location of the Darkhold, a.k.a. the Book of Sins, a magical relic containing the complete sum of all dark magical knowledge.
Dark magic, gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. That's a clue right there. Dr. Doom has learned that librarian by day, Gotham hero at night, Barbara Gordon, a.k.a. Batgirl, is tasked with the book's safekeeping. The coveted text is protected by the Ancient One's magical enchantments, and sits under lock and key at the Regional History Room at Mason County Library.
And Batgirl's protecting it?
Yeah.
Librarian. Oh, that's what it is.
Librarian.
What's wrong with Batgirl?
James, come on.
Program.
She's guarding a book of dark magic, and she has no powers to speak of.
Have you been to the Regional History Room?
That's true. I have not been to that.
Are you questioning the powers of a librarian?
Sorry. I've been called out. Called to the carpet here. Sorry. All right. I should not question the power of the librarian ever again.
Nope.
Okay, so Doom, Joker, and Ivy make their way to Mason County Libraries.
Okay.
To give Doom time to break the enchantments on the Darkhold, Poison Ivy summons an army of fauna barricading the library from outside forces.
Fauna. Define fauna.
Just like plants and vines. And
native to the American West?
Green
or
things.
Are we talking anywhere?
You guys are getting worked up about details that don't matter. Okay?
They so matter. Okay, all right. Okay, cool.
The Joker does what he does best, taking all library patrons hostage in the community room. And Doom, who easily dispatches Batgirl, but not before she can send out an emergency SOS message through a secret S.H.I.E.L.D. comm link. You, the panelists, are a mid-level S.H.I.E.L.D. employee who receives this message. And you must recruit a strike team to do the following. Break Poison Ivy's botanical barricade, rescue the kidnapped hostages, and stop Dr. Doom from breaking the Ancient One's magical protection and stealing the Darkhold.
Is the Kingpin present at all, or did he just open the portal?
No, he's just the guy who opened the portal.
Okay, all right, here we go.
So you have three villains, three tasks. Think about your strategy. Bethany, who'd you pick first?
Who would I pick first?
Yes, you can see here at the bottom of the screen.
Who should she pick? Anybody? Who should be the top pick?
Who'd you guys pick first? What do you guys think?
Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing?
That's
an unconventional choice, but I'm interested. What would you say Swamp Thing?
Yeah. Who else? Anybody else have a pick? What about Aquaman? Anybody going with Aquaman?
There's no water around.
Thing. We got the no thing. Got to vote for the thing up front here.
Yeah.
Silver Surfer.
Okay. That's a good one.
Solid.
All right, so Bethany, let's kick off round one.
All right. Andy, first choice.
All right.
No pressure.
I labored over this. I thought about this. So what guided my decision was that we're going to have a team of superheroes, and we're going to have like a set of trials. So, my go-to first pick is a hero with great power and great leadership skills. Round one pick, Professor X.
Oh, okay, all right. What do you guys think of that one?
I'm seeing some nodding, and I appreciate
that. There's some vague nodding going on.
Vague nodding, no, they deeply understand.
I got a couple head shakes out there. You may want to get some audience feedback on this, because it feels like there's a mixed reaction in the room here. To the Professor X pick.
Yeah. All right, if you guys like that pick, cheer for Andy.
Yes! Yes! Thank you.
James, who's your first?
If I were going to go with telepathy and telekinesis power, I would have probably gone with Jean Grey, because she's has the Phoenix Force potential in her. So, you know, Professor X is cool, but he's still wheelchair-bound, and he relies too much on Cerebro. So I just don't know if that's...
Depends on what era you're in. Yeah.
That's true. It depends on which Professor X you're dealing with, right? Okay. All right. Well,
let's see, sir, where your money is. Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay. So I also was leaning towards leadership capability. If I were to pick with the person who I felt is the number one overall pick, I might lose my job. So I'm going to go with somebody else. Just keep in mind the fact that this lady over here happens to be my superior, and
she's wearing a hoodie with what character on it?
Exactly, she's wearing the hoodie there, and her entire office happens to be decorated with this character. So I will not pick who is actually my number one overall pick.
That's very chivalrous. At least I know how to hire smart people.
Exactly.
That's
good.
It's because he's a coward.
Going down.
Oh, he's selling out for you, ain't he? Okay, so I'm going to have to go with, since we are dealing with magic and very limited power villains, except for Dr. Doom. I like someone who's gone toe-to-toe with him. I'm going to go with Scarlet Witch.
Good choice. Okay. I like that.
Because people that know their Marvel comics know that Scarlet Witch is probably one of, if not the most powerful character in Marvel Comics. She has just changed reality one time to eliminate all mutants at one point. She is that powerful. And you saw the movies, right? So she took on Thanos single-handedly. She was probably going to kick his butt until he called down the missiles to take out everybody from the ship. So,
that's right.
Plus, she has hex powers, so that helps her in this kind of dark magic realm. I think if she had to take on anybody else with that, that would be my number one overall pick. Hands down. Okay.
All right. Nice. Solid choice. What do you guys think about Scarlet Witch?
That was a good pick. That was awesome.
Oh, I don't hear much cheering.
I
think
back here was
a good idea.
Thank you. All right. I like it back here. All right. Thank you. Thank you. You got some supporters out there.
I think the applause meter is still in favor of Professor X. I'm just going to toss that out there.
Really?
Let's test that.
Can you guys cheer if you like Scarlet Witch pick? Anybody? You want to cheer for that? See? I got some good reactions.
That was close. That was nice. Shauna, do I even need to ask you who your first round pick is?
Well, you know, honestly, consulting my draft board, I actually did have Scarlet Witch like neck and neck.
Ooh.
But
if
I'm going with leadership and creating a team, you got to go Wonder Woman.
All right.
Amazon.
Surprise.
Right?
Like, didn't see that one coming.
Demigod, Amazon, princess, warrior, made from the gods, abilities. So as powerful as Superman, as smart as Batman, plus a true leader, you can't go wrong with Wonder Woman.
Batman has called Wonder Woman the best melee fighter he's ever seen. Batman said this. So... goodness gracious, so you can't have a better number one overall pick than that.
She was born to be a leader and a fighter, fighting against evil. Like, this is what she was for. You know, Batman has parent issues, trauma.
He does have the daddy issues.
How many of you agree with her pick? Let's have a round of applause.
Cheer if you agree with Wonder Woman.
Solid. So we're going to do this draft serpentine style. So, Shauna, you get a second pick.
All right. Well, since we are dealing with we need some telepathy and a real power here, we're going to go with Jean Grey.
Yeah.
Nice.
You got to do it. You know, she's...
I understand that one.
For all the reasons that James mentioned.
Yeah.
You know, she's better than Professor X. With the Phoenix Force, she's one of the strongest mutants in the universe. Also a leader and a really good team player. So,
cool.
Jean Grey.
That's a good pick. I like your draft strategy so far. James, what are you going to do, man? What's your second pick?
So, I got a few people off the top of my board gone already, but I felt there was some good cheers for this person in the crowd. And the reason why I like this character is because if you want someone who can travel fast and speed of light, is also very strong, powerful... I'm definitely have to go with Silver Surfer here.
Nice.
Silver Surfer, sneaky with the power cosmic, has the ability to go toe-to-toe with anybody, He's been the villain that's taken out Thanos probably the most in the comics. And it's kind of lame. Yes, he's on a surfboard. It's not like the coolest thing to do, but he can have mental control over the surfboard. So if he gets knocked off the surfboard, he can get called right back, and he's super fast. So I just want to go for like pure muscle here to be like the guy who could just take down anybody hand to hand. Energy blasts, speed of light travel. So I went with Silver Surfer.
Yeah. Okay.
Good pick, but a little reliant on the surfboard.
Yeah.
A little reliant on the surfboard.
Agreed.
But, I mean, he's still very strong and powerful without the surfboard. That matters to me.
All right.
I'm getting a lot of crickets from the audience. I don't think that's a very popular pick. I thought someone said Silver Surfer earlier, so I thought I was going for the. I was bantering to the crowd. My bad.
Yeah, that's the kind of clapping I'm talking about.
Was that?
We'll discuss this further in just a moment.
Okay. So, Andy, let's just jump into it right now. Pick two. Who are you going with?
All right. So, audience, I need your help. So, I get to pick two. I've got the leadership ability and the telepathy. So now I'm looking for strength, and I'm looking for other power. I'm thinking Flash because of the speed, and I'll need your help choosing between the Thing and the Hulk. All right? So, Flash is going to be a definite yes for me. And, team, everyone in the audience, please cheer if you think I should pick the Hulk. All right? Please cheer if you think I should pick the Thing. All right? The Thing it is.
Strong pick. Okay, whoa. What's going on?
Yeah, before what now?
All right, hold on. So before you make your third pick, we have a little twist in the scenario.
Okay. Hold on to that Thing pick.
We have a curveball.
Let's just put Thing in our pocket and see what comes next.
Thing is on deck. You can still go with him. That's totally fine.
But
we have an oddball choice.
We do.
Bethany.
What?
Ultron arrives.
Oh.
Monitoring S.H.I.E.L.D. communication channels for signs of Tony Stark, Ultron has inadvertently intercepted Batgirl's message. Feeling that Iron Man might be dispatched to Mesa County Libraries, Ultron arrives at the library ready to throw down with his creator and nemesis. Ultron, however, cannot help himself around so much untapped information and starts a massive data breach, hacking into the library's servers. Your team must also preserve patron privacy and stop Ultron from completing his massive data hack.
Ooh.
Ooh, so what does that do to your pick, Andy?
That's a good question. Let me just do a quick assessment.
If you don't understand how libraries work, this is the worst case scenario for a library. If this happens, we're done. Like, if there's a data breach and your information goes out to the interwebs, then we lose all our jobs. And it's game over.
All right. So part of me still wants to pick the Thing because we were so into it. Any audience suggestions about who the best, person to deal with tech problems would be, other than Tony Stark?
You
I actually don't want
Flash.
To pick Tony Stark.
You just picked the Flash.
Yeah. Audience, what do you think? Should I stick with the Flash?
Well, we already drafted the Flash.
You already drafted the Flash.
Okay.
So
should I stick with
the
Thing?
The Flash.
No. Okay. All right. I'm getting a strong no on the Thing now. All right. Toss out some suggestions, audience.
Special ops.
That's special ops. I like it. All right. Let's do it. That's true. Oh, and you know what? I really like that choice because it's unconventional. What do y'all think about Martian Manhunter? Does anybody? Yes.
Ooh.
All right. Let's do it. Add Martian Manhunter up there. Right. And I'm going to quick pull up Wikipedia and learn more about Martian Manhunter.
I was hoping he would fall to me because Manhunter is secretly, he's like Superman.
Right.
He's like a poor man Superman, right? Because he can
Batman,
fly, superhuman
telepathy.
Strength, can shoot lasers from his eyes, can morph, can change.
The Swiss Army knife of superheroes.
And at least in Supergirl, the TV show, he's also like a high-ranking government agent, like able to get in, hack into the data nets and just shut everything down. Good choice, audience. Thank you.
So I want to jump in and just point out, we have some heavy hitters on the board still. Captain America, Iron Man still there. Batman, Spider-Man.
We were trying to play the scenario over here, man.
I know.
We're working on it.
But you got the Joker in play. Nobody's going Batman. What's going on here?
The Batman doesn't have the guts to take out the Joker ever. Someone needs to, there needs to be a hero that will just take him out. He's like, oh, but I don't kill people.
Leave it up to Dave to have a draft board that doesn't match any of ours.
Yeah, my draft board doesn't match with any of this nonsense that you guys are picking.
Yeah, all of these superheroes were Dave's choice, so you can yell at him.
I will say it's a strong mix. I really like it.
Okay.
And
well, thanks,
you actually
James.
Threw in a character that I felt is very solid for this, and I thought, Andy, you were about to take him off the board, and I was going to be really mad. I like Spawn.
Whoa.
Spawn is going to be my next pick.
Good all choice. Right. Good choice. I was hoping he'd still be there
he's
when I got back around.
The reason why I'm going with Spawn is, if you guys know anything about Spawn's powers, he feeds off of evil. So if you're fighting villains, you want someone who's going to take all that evil energy and
ooh,
channel it and be able to fight back.
That's a good
that
pick. I like it. I like, yeah, that explanation. Nice.
So Spawn secretly probably a very powerful pick for this magical dark magic scenario that you presented here.
Right.
Also, his cape turns into like knives and stuff, so
that's pretty cool.
What do we think about this pick, audience? Cheer if you agree for it.
Anybody into Spawn?
I think I got some good Spawn reaction from there. There's some head nods going on there. Some really.
I don't know if your ears are.
Yeah, you've had some really weak cheers for your team.
Okay,
so
go on.
Far.
Okay, anyway, let's try it again. If you like the Spawn pick, cheer for me. That was like everybody in the room.
That was an empathy cheer, James.
All right, Shauna.
You're fishing there, man. All right, Shauna, your pick.
All right, let's see. I'm going to go with Storm. Yeah, like she can control the weather. She can control the atmosphere. And that it means like even the weather within your own lungs. And like she can that's pull true the breath right out of you. And she's got an amazing mohawk at one time.
That's true.
Right?
She does have the awesome
mohawk.
That is true.
You know, total badass.
I think she married Black Panther at one point, too. So she's really
like she's
diverse.
Trained under all the she's best. Connected. She's trained under Black Panther and, I don't know, Professor X. And she's learned from all the best. What do you guys think? Storm? Yeah.
I feel there's some girl power action going on here, which I think is pretty
bit
cool.
Definitely. So is there anybody out in the audience who has a strong opinion about what's happening on this board that wants to jump in and weigh in?
Mike,
I'll come to you.
You can get on the mic here, and you can be on the podcast.
Yeah, you can be on the podcast.
Be on the internet forever.
Reactions.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about the team so far? Who do you like?
Anybody have a strong opinion? What about you? What about you? What about you? What about you?
My Star Trek engineer
okay
friend, why did you pick Martian Manhunter? Why did you pick Martian Manhunter?
Here, come up here so we can make sure to get you recorded.
Oh, no. No, shut up.
Remember, this is live.
Oh, no.
But we can't edit it. It's okay.
I would have picked... I like the Martian Manhunter idea because he is sort of like... Superman, and he can pick between who he looks like, so he could technically he could look like he's one of the bad guys, but also like then help them. But I don't know where.
Right, he has some deception abilities.
Yes.
Yeah. All right,
I like it.
Anybody
Miss
else
Frizzle
have an opinion? What about Deadpool?
Yeah,
your dress is Deadpool. Deadpool's still on the board. What's going on?
Well, I mean, I do like all the other characters, but, I mean, Deadpool would have also been a good choice.
I think you need some comedic...
comic relief. That's actually
comedic relief in this scenario, for sure.
Comic relief.
All right. Anybody else want to weigh in?
Miss Frizzle, who's schooling the competition
ooh
so far?
Ooh.
Well done.
Yeah, that's a great question.
I don't know. I really like the girl power thing that's going on. I'm feeling it. I'm just surprised that no one's picked, like, Doctor Strange for his, like, knowledge abilities, I guess. But, like, Professor X with Andy is kind of the same deal, so.
Yeah. Thank I'm really you surprised nobody went Doctor Strange either.
Yeah.
Especially since that's where the magical knowledge came from to not only lock the book up, but also, I mean, assuming he's... maybe read the text as well. Maybe he has some powers that we don't know about. Nobody's going Strange. That's weird.
I'm pretty heavy on the dark magic.
You already
here,
have,
so
yeah,
Scarlet
Witch is
Witch,
like chaos
Spawn
magic.
Chaos magic. So It may not be the same knowledge that Doctor Strange has, but I'm pretty heavy right. on that.
Bethany, what about your team? Who would you pick? Who's on the board that you're surprised that's still there?
I am surprised that Black Panther is there.
Black Panther?
Yeah.
Do tell.
I feel like he's got some... I know we already had some leadership picks, but I feel like he led his whole country to defeating his nemesis. And his sister is awesome, and she can build him some awesome tech stuff.
Hey, we don't get to borrow siblings in this.
Why not? So I'm surprised that he's still on the board. What about you, Dave?
I am shocked that nobody has chosen Iron Man yet. I mean, come on.
Just because you're dressed like Tony Stark doesn't mean...
Come on.
Iron Man not be on there? Isn't he dead? Depends on what...
No, he's still alive.
Spoiler alert.
We'll have to put a spoiler alert at the beginning of the podcast.
I know, you're just giving spoilers away for all these Marvel movies.
Well, maybe the reason why is because since Ultron is involved, I think that would just antagonize the villain even more.
Right.
To realize that Tony Stark is there.
Okay. I mean, it's pretty awesome.
I mean, he's awesome. His suit is awesome, but like, we're looking for true power here. Like, true mutant power, magical gods. Like, we're drafting heavy hitters.
Well, that yeah. takes
he's
me back to Strange.
He's a guy with a suit.
He's what's the top on? Of my next tier because I went with people who are naturally powered
exactly.
or immortal okay. or, yeah, just ridiculously power gridded off the board.
All right.
All right.
Well, let's finish this draft off. Shauna, you got the first pick in round 4. Who are you going to go with?
Man, you guys have suggested some really good picks
really
here.
Good suggestions.
Yeah. To balance out my team, I'm going to go Black Panther.
Nice.
Okay.
You know, right. the tech. Nice. He's from the most advanced technologically society. I love his tech. He's also got leadership ability. I think he can really fit in with the team I've got going.
I appreciate that pick. It's like I knew what you were going to pick. How do we feel about Black Panther on her team?
It's all right. Yeah.
All right. Nice.
Man, they are leaning heavy on your team, man. I got to do something to get the audience back in my
All right,
corner.
James. Your next pick. We got some oddball choices still on the board.
You should stick with your S theme so far.
Oh
yeah.
So Spider-Man.
Ooh, yeah.
Swamp Thing.
She took Storm from me.
You got Strange.
Yeah, nobody's
and
picked
Spider-Man.
Swamp Thing either. How are you going to break through the barricade of vines in front of the library?
Spider-Man. We're getting a strong Swamp Thing.
You guys are kind of spoiling my board because that's who I was going with eventually. And I think I will go with Swamp Thing.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. All right. Good choice. Good choice.
I the reason why Swamp Thing jumped up my board, because he wasn't that high on my board before, but with Poison Ivy in the picture.
Exactly.
The plant control, like his powers are so crazy that if every plant thing in the universe died except for one flower, Swamp Thing could still come back to life. He can, like, transport his essence into any plant that exists. So the fact that he could, like, not only control the plants, but actually become the plants, and then, like, smush Poison Ivy with, like, one finger, like, one tree limb that he has.
Right.
I mean...
It's a good pick.
It's kind of a solid pick with the scenario that we have here. So I appreciate the audience reaction there. And it made it my pick feel a lot better. So
Swamp Thing is awesome. And you still have
the S thing.
Thing.
I got the S's. Thanks.
How are we feeling about the Swamp Thing pick? Are we thinking James is maybe doing a little better in his picking?
All right.
There we go. That's the most enthusiasm you've
Yeah.
had.
Yeah.
I do think your team has a good balance to attack all four of the challenges in this scenario.
Yeah. That's
some of the other teams are a little weak. Andy.
Oh.
You're saying that right now. You're technically calling me out. All right.
No, I'm just announcing that you have
team,
the next pick.
But it's not a very scenario-specific team yet.
I would respectfully disagree because we've got Flash, who can go so fast that he can manipulate time. Don't forget about that. He can spin time backwards to before this whole shenanigan even happened. And then we've got Professor X, who has incredible telepathy and telekinesis, leadership ability, and Martian Manhunter, who is a green Superman. So I'm sorry. I think that that's a great team. And I would thank you. And I'm going to finish strong with another audience suggestion, because I feel like the only area in which I'm lacking is the dark arts, right? Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Doctor Strange.
Solid pick.
Thank you.
He was number 7 on my board, and he lasted that long. I was kind of hoping he'd make it back to me.
Yeah. I think that that's really going to provide me with some strategies for each one of these, and I think that Doctor Strange also, like, having so much knowledge about the dark arts already, would be able to school Swamp Thing and Spawn, who are both strongly magical. And I don't know about Scarlet Witch, but we'll find out, maybe.
All right, so we're heading into the last round.
Ooh.
Think about this carefully. You got to round out your team, and then once we go through this round, we're going to have the audience decide who wins the scenario, okay? So think about this strongly.
All right. Well, we have a chance to express our feelings.
You will. You definitely will have a chance to explain your team after this round.
That's great, because I have so many feelings.
Okay.
All the feels. Going on here.
All right, well, let's channel some of those feelings into the fifth round, first pick.
Andy, what do you got?
All right, so this is just because I really like this hero. I want to go with Spider-Man, because no one's picked Spider-Man. Spider-Man's awesome.
That was my last S, you jerk.
Yeah.
And I get to upset James, so I'm going to go with Spider-Man.
Not to mention
that he's also a technological genius, extremely strongly powered, like able to attack from different angles than anybody else can, and has webbing. Like, what is not to love about Spider-Man? So,
is this the Tobey Maguire or Andrew Garfield or
Tom Holland?
Which one?
I like that, a hybrid of each. But I think if I have to pick a movie Spider-Man, I think I'm going to go with the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man.
Oh, what?
Okay.
What?
That was a divisive choice. So, okay.
All the way.
Okay. Actually, all right. Let's just have this moment together. Actually, what my brain thinks of when we think of Spider-Man is the early 1990s cartoon Spider-Man. So that's what I'm thinking about right now. And he was awesome.
Okay.
$5 if you know the voice.
I don't know the voice.
Hey, either. Adam, can we cut Andy's mic? He's just talking nonsense right now.
Oh.
Hey, Dave, meet me in the alley after this and we'll cut this up again.
All right, James, what you got? Now that you don't have any more S's left, you're going to have to throw your strategy off a little bit.
Ooh, all right. I think, so someone said I couldn't pick this character because they were dead. Fortunately, I have someone on my team that can bring people back to life. Swamp Thing has actually brought people back to life. So I'm going to go with a reanimated Tony Stark to round out my team. When you got the humor, we got the money, we got the tech, he's gonna bring it all in and be the leader of this team to maximize all our powers and take down Dr. Doom, Ultron, Joker, and Poison Ivy. Thank you very much.
That was a nice campaign speech.
Shauna, finish us off strong.
All right. To round out my team, I'm going with the Green Lantern.
Ooh.
Cosmic cop. He can manifest anything he can imagine with his power ring.
Okay.
Except he's vulnerable to anything that's what color?
Yellow.
Yeah, yellow. Poison Ivy can make plants. Just saying.
Yeah.
That's right.
Sorry.
Just get a leaf whacker.
Superhero team stop at Ace Hardware before they run.
You know, we've got a lasso on my team. I'm sure we can take care of that pretty well.
But the lasso's yellow.
Is it yellow or is it gold?
That's golden level.
It's cold.
No.
We got some strong reactions to Green Lantern. Okay, so panelists, let's take a minute. You guys each get 2 minutes to defend your team.
Okay.
And if you want to talk trash about the other teams, I would highly encourage that.
There's a strong chance. I got some trash built up.
Remember that your boss is on this panel.
I have Listen. No trash prepared.
No trash talking here.
All right, so let's start with Andy. What? Let's wait for Andy. Bethany, okay. What do you think about these teams? What's your pick? What's your overall feeling here?
I am liking Shauna's team.
Ooh, how come?
I like that she's got the female power going on.
Is this girl power?
Yeah, girl
Hashtag
power.
Girl power.
Yep, and I think it'll work out. Mesa County Libraries will
it'll
be protected.
Work out. I like that. That's good.
Yeah,
it'll work out.
Even though there's the whole yellow thing going on. Technically, the lasso is gold, which isn't really yellow. So.
Thank you. Thank you. I got a plant in the audience right now.
Is it shades of yellow or just pure yellow? Is my question.
Okay. I think I like James's team the best.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah.
Cheers
there.
Yes.
This dude in the back loves Spawn.
Because Spawn.
Yeah, I think his team is well rounded enough to take on all four of the scenario challenges. And there's some oddball picks in there, man. I didn't think anybody would go Silver Surfer or Spawn.
Yeah,
there's a huge Spawn audience. It's crazy.
Yeah, dude, you make this guy mad back here.
I know.
Dissing Spawn.
I'm not dissing Spawn. I'm just saying, like, he's a B-list
for someone who
character.
Can beat off evil dark magic. So
Spawn is stronger than Ghost Rider. Just saying.
Mm. All right,
Adam.
Stronger than Ghost Rider.
What do you think, Adam?
Producer Adam, you want to jump on the mic? What do you think?
I like Andy's team.
Yeah, you do.
Oh,
okay.
Also, I'm his boss.
So, the man in the corner, Adam, is sucking up to the boss, choosing Andy's team.
You've made a wise choice.
Very strategic. Nice. Professor X is strong. That's strong. All right, so we got about 10 minutes left in the show. Let's jump to the panel. This is your last opportunity to sell your team to the crowd, and then we're going to let the crowd decide who's taking home the championship. Andy, let's start with you. Team one.
All right. So dream with me, everyone. We've got Professor X. We got Flash. We got Martian Manhunter. We got Doctor Strange. We got Spider-Man. My idea is that Martian Manhunter and Flash take on Poison Ivy's Guardian of Plant stuff. Martian Manhunter just zaps all of it with his eye powers, because why would you not? So boom, they're through that one really easily. Then the next level, they got Ultron. Spider-Man and Flash take on Ultron using their technological powers and their own prowess of speed and agility and webs to take on Ultron, which allows Doctor Strange to infiltrate to the Sanctum Sanctorum and work on the spell book with Dr. Doom, having Professor X as backup to this whole thing. Meanwhile, Professor X has a telepathic link with everyone in the team so they can all work together to coordinate against the enemies. Am I missing any components of the scenario, Dave?
How are you going to save all the hostages from the Joker?
Thank you for reminding me of that. I think that's the perfect job for the Flash as well. The Flash gets in there. Either you could do one of two things as the Flash. You could either get in there so fast and take out one hostage at a time so nobody notices at first, or get in there and just like tie up the Joker. The Joker doesn't have any cool powers. He's
a maniac.
Evil. Yeah, he's just an evil clown. So get in there, tie him up, or knock him out. He'll come back. Like, I get that's how the
Joker works. I don't think the Joker in our audience appreciated that comment.
I respect that. Thank you. All I'm saying is the Flash could take care of the Joker in that amount of time.
Is
boom,
this,
Joker
is
solved.
His time up?
Time is up.
Okay, my time is up. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy.
Dreaming with me.
You're not running for anything. Why are you coming up with slogans, man?
I actually have a slogan, but I'll save it for whatever.
You got a slogan too?
I got a slogan already. Yeah.
All right, that's the second part of this challenge. I just made that. You have to have a slogan as well. Andy is dream with me. James, defend your team.
Okay, so once I call out all these team players, I first would call out Swamp Thing because he has to bring Iron Man back to life. So Iron Man's back in the picture, right? Okay. And then Iron Man then rallies the troops and tells everybody what to do. So what he does, he sends Silver Surfer first because he can travel faster than the speed of light, scoop up all the hostages. They all ride in a surfboard. They're all surfing together. They get out of there just like that, okay? So all collateral damage is out of the picture. So that's done first, okay? And then after that, we definitely send Scarlet Witch to handle getting the magic book taken care of. So she helps out Batgirl and uses her hex magic to control the magic book. Then we send Iron Man and Silver Surfer to take down Ultron, because you need Iron Man can't take on Ultron by himself power-wise, but Silver Surfer can. Okay. Right? So that, you know, Iron Man's cracking jokes, calling like Ultron like trash can or something like that. And while Silver Surfer punch him in the face, right? So he's taken care of. So then I send Spawn and Swamp Thing in to handle Poison Ivy and the Joker. Done. So if gotcha. You are voting for a team, I would ask you, would I have to see if you take all my letters, it spells out C. Yes, in Spanish. So vote, for Team James. Thank you.
Oh, goodness.
Thanks, I hate it.
Way to bring that home, James. All right, Shauna. Follow that up anyway.
So the whole point of this is to build the best team. Who's going to be the strongest team? Who can work the best together? Now, on this panel, who has the most experience building a team?
Ooh.
Professor X.
Captain America,
of
probably.
The three of us.
Shauna.
I was talking about this person.
Of the actual humans here?
Yeah. we're building our team, right? This is my team of superheroes. So okay. I've built teams for a long time at the library. Also, okay. Team Awesome, right?
Team Awesome. Shauna is head of Team Awesome, by the way.
So who has the most experience building teams? Now, according to the Harvard Business Review... The most
Incredible.
Productive teams have an equal balance of gender or are predominantly women.
Ooh.
Interesting.
You need diversity on your team. You need balance. Good, strong teams need the ability to listen. They need to be adaptable, and they need to be empathetic. I don't think Andy's team has any of that. They're all testosterone. Like, super ego, ooh, like, ouch. No teamwork. Whoa. So I have the best balanced, gender balanced with ethnicity. So I can't even say that. Yeah.
But you got it.
But I have the best team.
Nice. All right, so what's your slogan?
Pressure's on.
I don't know. Do we need pressure's a slogan? On. It's like teamwork.
Is there
they
a have slogan
teamwork.
For that?
Teamwork.
Anybody have a slogan
teamwork.
For her?
Teamwork makes teamwork. The dream work. Teamwork I heard that from the back.
The dream work.
I like Woo-hoo. It.
All right.
All right. So, audience, you've heard these pathetic arguments. Who's got a strong opinion? What about Spawn
What's
guy?
Your opinions now?
Come up here. James. Yeah. Well, come up here. Let's get this
like
on the mic.
Excuse me.
You guys
me.
Think James?
James. James, 100% James.
Why do you think James?
Mainly because of Swamp Thing to take care of Poison Ivy and the plants, and Spawn to help out with that, which is a great combination in general. I got your back, bro.
Thank you, man.
I got
Justice League Dark, I like it.
Swamp Thing's basically okay. a salad.
We got some input right. over here from the Joker.
Let's talk to the Joker. Let's see if this
Andy, we'll be prepared for yeah. this.
I'm ready for the onslaught, Joker. Let me have it, man.
All right, who do you think is the best team?
I think Shauna is the best team because she has Jean Grey, who is a Omega level mutant, right? So she can pretty much just end the world. And also, they retconned the yellow weakness to Green Lantern, so that's it's no longer canon. The lasso doesn't matter anymore. Also, Storm can pretty much boil people's brains with her powers.
That's right. Pretty awesome power that we didn't think about. All right, who else?
Nepotism. Nepotism.
Give me over here.
Subject matter expert.
All right, so we got one vote for James. We got one for Shauna. What do you think, bud?
I think James's team's got it. If you think about it, Silver Surfer is about as fast as Flash, can wreck house with most everyone there. Scarlet Witch has single-handedly, messed up the X-Men for like a decade. So I feel like overall there's way more power in James's team compared to the others.
All right.
Thank you,
Andy.
Sir.
That sounds good.
Thank
Let's
you, sir.
Jump
You're
into
falling behind.
This
I owe you a high five.
All right, what do you think?
I'm going James because he just when he said Scarlet Witch.
Ooh, okay.
I had her at Scarlet Witch.
All right, let's jump over here. Let's see. Is there anybody who's going to vote for Andy?
Yeah, you see, you're looking at him.
Oh, here's, here's Team Andy. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
you. You have two telepaths on your team. You got Professor X, Martian Manhunter. Okay. You have two tech geniuses, Flash and Spider-Man. Sorry, I thought that said something else. so I'm trying to think. You also have Martian Manhunter, the most overpowered superhero on this team.
Thank you.
Who also can like maintain that composure with all those powers. So I'm going for Andy.
Thank you. I would like to share with the audience that I think you're underestimating the power of Professor X's telepathic link. Just saying, you don't even have to think about what your left and right hands are doing. In that same situation, we could have multiple prongs of this attack going on at the same time.
This is a desperate plea for more. All right, let's take one more from the audience. What do you think, bud?
I'm going to have to go Andy's team because I'm a super Flash fan and Spider-Man fan. That's all I really got.
That's
it? Right. That's all it takes. I support that.
Okay. Okay. All right. Sure, sure.
All right. Hold on. We got some more audience participation. All right. What do you think?
James.
Okay. Okay.
Because I feel like those five people would work really well together, and yes, they would be able to defeat all those bad guys. They don't stand a chance.
All right. It's getting pretty even here.
Let's do an applause-o-meter now.
Hold on. We got one more.
Okay.
We got one over
here,
too.
This is the last chance to sway the entire crowd. What do you think?
I'm just here for Martian Manhunter, so Andy.
Yes.
He's literally described in one universe as the strongest superhero within the entire DC universe.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there. But let's go to that applause.
All right, so we're going to do an old-fashioned applause-o-meter to see who wins. All right, guys, so get warmed up.
All right, Dave.
Get ready to go. Ooh, we actually have an app that can do this, too.
Breathing exercises.
All right, so this is science in action.
All right.
Science in action.
All right, if you think Andy has the best team, cheer as loud as you possibly can. Go.
Yeah! Wait. Can we cheer for our own team?
Yeah, why not?
Just not straight into the microphone.
Yeah.
All right, Andy, your max was 108. Okay. I don't know what that measurement is, but that's what you got.
Probably decibels.
Decibels, okay. All right, so.
That's like a whisper in decibels, actually.
If you think.
Very low.
Well, I'm holding it far away from the crowd. All right.
James is just afraid he's going to lose.
James is afraid. So if you think.
I'm just saying
James
decibels are.
And his.
C team. For Team
C team is third string.
If you think that's the team that would win, cheer as loud as you possibly can.
Yeah!
You didn't do it. Didn't do it.
What do you
Andy's
get?
Still ahead.
What do you get?
No, I don't believe that.
Andy's still ahead. It was close, but Andy's still ahead. So let's go to Shauna. Maybe we might have to go around a second time. It was 105.
Oh.
So it was really close.
Excellent.
All right, so let's do the last team.
Come on, girl power.
If you think Shauna's team is the team to win, go for it.
Come on.
Somebody cheer. Oh, that was weak.
Wow.
What happened, you guys?
I won him over with my logical argument.
I think it's between Andy and James. Let's do one last applause meter. Hold on.
You guys get to reconsider now, okay? Vote C.
It was a valiant effort, Shauna.
You got to think about this. You have Andy or James. They're going to win this whole thing. So think about who's going to win. All right. If you think Andy recruited the best team, go for it. All right. And if you think James had the best team.
Oh, I think you get a little bit closer because, see, these guys are right here at the very front.
I'm in the same spot.
I don't know.
You have to do it
closer to the
you have to do it.
All right, well, if you think James won, he's trying to... Oh, man, the phone locked again. He's trying to manipulate the crowd one last time. Yeah, I don't have Face ID for your phone.
You're taking the thing as far away as possible from the crowd. What is
this? He has to fix it.
Here we go.
Okay.
If you think James' team won, go for it.
Yes!
Oh, the app froze. But I think...
We broke the app!
You wish.
All right, that was James. James took it.
All right.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for coming. That's our episode. This will be available for download so you can listen to it later, probably next week. So thank you all for coming. Enjoy Comic-Con 2019.
Check us out on Spotify.
Thanks for coming, everybody. You guys are awesome.
Check us out on Spotify.
Check us out on Google Spotify, Play, Google Playlists, iTunes, all over the place.
Yeah.